Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. Brought to you each and every morning by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Enjoy a delicious cup of Harvest Ridge. I love it because their beans are always freshly ground in small batches. They give a good flavor, deliver a good mouthfeel. It's Harvest Ridge Coffee, available at home, at work, or at a convenience store near you. Jenna Seaborn is here, and we have a lot of end-of-the-year student art shows. Quincy University, Culver Stockton College, John Wood Community College, they're all having art shows, and Jenna from Arts Quincy is here to tell us all about it, including the one-woman show at QU. That's exciting to have it all to yourself.
Yeah, Elizabeth Cook, she is an artist from the Quincy area, and she's finishing up her senior year at QU. So this show is open. There's a reception this coming Friday, but you'll get to see all of the works that she did during her time at QU and see what her plans are for next year. So these include watercolors, prints, ceramics. I want to say Elizabeth is one of them who won an Arts Quincy contest for our Celebration of Sculpture series. And at each location, there is a medallion that students designed for their school. So she did the one that's at Quincy High School. So, you know, if you're not able to check out the show, that's just kind of a neat thing to see how talented she is. So
her reception will be Friday night, afternoon, actually, Friday afternoon, April 19th at 4. Mm-hmm. So come on by and see all the stuff that she's made during her career at QU. And
That'll be in Gray Gallery, so that's with the library.
Right, inside the Brenner Library.
Yep.
So that's Friday afternoon at 4, the senior exhibition of Elizabeth Cook at QU.
Yeah.
Culver Stockton College opens its gallery Thursday night, April 18th from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's got a lot of exhibits, too, and this is a juried exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people what that means.
Well, this means that the students submit their best work for the year, and then they're chosen to be accepted to show their work. So,
by an independent, impartial jury.
Yes.
So it doesn't say,
oh,
I like them in class. They're my favorite student. You won't know whose work it is. It's chosen just from the value of the work.
Yes. So there are some that go the other way. QU had just wrapped up one like that. But this one, it is all submissions that have to be judged.
Okay.
So, it's a good way to see what the students think is their best thing, what they've put the most effort, energy, thought, all their talent and skills into. So you're bound to see some really, really good work. So that one, there's an opening reception tomorrow, and it goes on for a few weeks and maybe gallery.
Okay. So that's from 6 to 8 up on the hill at Culver Stockton College tomorrow for the opening. But you can go see the work until the end of the school year, probably.
Yes.
And then John Wood, of course, has one.
Yeah. Theirs opens on Monday, and this is the annual student show. And this one, they have a silent auction that's tied into it, and you can bid on all of the artwork that the students have submitted. And the winning bid, you'll pay for it towards the end of the art show later on in May. But the proceeds, a lot of them are given to the students to help jumpstart their design careers. And it's a great way to teach them about pricing their artwork, learning the value of all the things they put into it. Because that's hard for a lot of people, you know, to value their own work and, you know, what would the price be? So when you go out there and you bid on something, it really shows them, you know, like what it means to someone else to see their stuff. So it's really cool. You can contact Austin Roberts with the Heath Center Art Gallery, and he can give you more information.
So that'll be up and going on starting April 22nd. The reception is Thursday, May 9th. And again, the silent auction. Just one way that you can support up-and-coming artists throughout our area. So lots of student art shows at QU, Culver Stockton, and John Wood. Someday you may say, oh, I remember going to their student exhibition, and now they're Picasso or whatever. Yeah.
There's a few like that where I've seen them at the John Wood show, and now they're teachers and they're doing things all over town. So it's really great.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
The Quincy Symphony Orchestra, we had Jane Paulette on yesterday, and she couldn't be more excited about Carmina Burana. I don't think there is a level of excitement higher than what she has for that. Three Glockenspiels are going to be used, and every percussionist will be on stage playing simultaneously, all seven percussionists.
Wow.
You know, a lot of time when you go to the symphony, the percussionists are sitting in the back kind of,
know,
smoking a cigarette, looking at their email, you know. But this one is heavy, heavy into it. We talked about it a lot yesterday. But Jenna, add what you can about that, and then we'll talk about, I hope you have some information about the piece from the Truman State University professor that they've commissioned.
I don't. I just knew that there was a new commission piece.
It's from a guy from Truman State University.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have some of that in our last issue of Arts Quincy magazine, and that is available on our website for free. But yeah, it's such a big concert, and all three of the colleges we listed will be participating, and it's going to be over 150.
220,
singers.
I think, singers.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it's 150, 120. So an unreal amount of singers.
Yeah.
Unreal amount of musicians. I mean, this is going to be a tour de force.
Oh,
It's going to be fantastic. And so we gave away tickets this morning on WTAD. But for ticket information, you can go to qsoa.org. You can always buy your tickets at the door. It's at the Morrison Auditorium at Quincy Junior High Saturday night at 7:30. Adults, $18. Seniors who are 62 and older get in for $15. And as always, children are admitted free. So 18 and younger, you get in free to the Quincy Symphony Orchestra season finale, Carmina Burana. And the other one is a major city in Venezuela, the name of it is. Of course, I can't think of it right now. But that's going to be an interesting piece, too.
Mm-hmm.
So really, the symphony, this is a big bang that they're going out with. Yeah, so hopefully we'll have a full house there. Let's talk a little bit about the J-Dub Academy.
Yeah.
The only reason I know that this is even being promoted is because Laura Sievert already has her children enrolled, I'm sure. She wouldn't even be telling people about this. The registration opens on April 22nd for J-Dub Academy from John Wood. And, wow, tell us everything. They've got classes in almost everything you can imagine.
Yeah, these college for kid classes are just great. I mean, it takes them out there, gives them a sense of what it's like to be taking classes, imagine themselves years later, you know, what do I want to do when I grow up? So there's such a wide variety of classes that students can learn with, have fun with. One that we were thinking about for my daughter is the babysitting class. I'm not sure if she comes out of that CPR certified, but, you know, we're going to look into it. But, yeah, registration opens on Monday. There's a ton of classes for all different kinds of interests, or, you know, the student can try it out and see if they are interested in that and want to pursue it more. All the classes take place during the month of June, and they usually take place in the morning for a couple of hours. So you can go to jwcc.edu and visit the J-Dub Academy page, and you can see a list with descriptions and prices and all that. There are scholarships available too, so you know, you can start looking now and get ready to write the scholarship.
That is so true. K through 12 students, learning opportunities in agriculture, art, baking, computers, cooking, dance, healthcare, science, sewing, so much more. jwcc.edu/JDub Academy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the president of John Wood Community College on in just a few moments here on WTAD. Thank you so very much, Jenna, for coming by. As always, folks, if you need more information, go to artsquincy.org. We'll be right back. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, and we're going to turn our attention now to the Washington Theater. Kathy Dooley is here representing the Washington Theater, and Brian Heintz is here representing the Washington Theater. And Brian, of course, works for Refreshment Services Pepsi, so he brought me some strawberry coconut milk, strawberry acai pink drink with coconut milk. So I'm going to try it right now. Anything pink, you know, I'm going to love. Oh, yeah, put that on my list of things that I'll be getting at the grocery store.
There we go.
I'm going to call it Pinky.
That's trademarked. I'm sorry. But today we're here to talk about the Washington Theater, although I do want to talk more about Strawberry Pink Acai and stuff. But Kathy Dooley, first of all, what are you doing now? Are you still teaching? Are you somewhere else?
I am. Yes, I am.
You're in Hannibal,
so
aren't you?
I'm just reimagined. Okay. I'm not retired. I'm reimagined.
And you teach in Hannibal.
Yes. But there I sub there a lot, right.
Okay.
But I am the music teacher for Blessed Sacrament.
Yes.
Here in Quincy. Yes.
And I'll be there today. Every Wednesday
so
is my volunteer
anyway,
day.
Lovely okay. children and amazing teachers and everybody. And
great.
They welcome me very well. So it's a nice place to be.
Well, we're glad that you're still teaching youngsters the love of music. And speaking of that, the love of all things historic and the wonderful musical things that have been at the Washington Theater. The Washington Theater renovation is coming up and you're going to have a big gala. And so let's talk about this gala. We definitely want to get tickets to it. We want to learn all about it. I, unfortunately, will not be able to attend because I will be in Poland during that time frame. But don't worry.
I've had two people tell me that they're going to be in Poland.
I've got my invitation.
Really?
I'll be sending my check.
Well,
so you'll still get my money,
much,
even though
right.
I can't
you.
Be there. So tell us about the gala.
Well, first of all, on May 4th, Saturday, May 4th, and starting at 6 p.m., we'll have cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and the fabulous River City Swing Band. We have members of that group. They have a small 8 to 10 member group. Many people go to see them on Wednesday nights at the State Street Theater, and they're going to be performing for us for our cocktail hour from 6 to 7. And then later on, we'll have dinner, an auction, a raffle, and then the gentlemen. And I've never heard them personally, but I've heard many people speak very highly of them. So they'll be performing from about 8:30 to 10:30 for dancing and merriment.
And this is all to benefit the Washington Theater. So how much are tickets for this soiree?
Brian, why don't you've been doing that well.
Well, single tickets are $65, or you can get a table of eight for $450. So what that includes is a full dinner, hors d'oeuvres, we're having a carving station, we'll have full bars there also. So it's really a great time. And she had mentioned also we're doing auctions, so it's going to be a live auction, and it's not going to be for an oil change, not that that's bad or anything, but it's premium auction items. Of course, your friend and ours, Brian Durante, Hanson Spear, they're donating their Cardinal Cub tickets to Wrigley Field, but they also have four round-trip tickets to Chicago on Amtrak that have been donated. So we have that. We have private dinners at the main course with a bourbon, a specialized bourbon for each round of the food. We got Cardinal Cub tickets to Busch Stadium, so
yeah,
we can
good.
Have we have both of those. So we have numerous really premium live auction items that makes it a lot more fun, too.
It does make it fun. And, of course, this is all to benefit the Washington Theater, and it's part of Dogwood Festival. I mean, Dogwood Festival has been rebranded now because there's not one organizing group that does Dogwood Festival. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to come up with
absolutely.
Something to get everybody talking in the same work because this is a wonderful
event. I
have
to work on that, but
yeah.
Like everybody, that's one of the biggest things that we, this is off topic here. It's like we don't celebrate our community. This is an amazing community. I am not from here, and I don't think the people who are from here understand what an amazing community this is.
If you've never been anywhere else, yeah.
An opera company, a theater. I don't think they understand in a town of 38,000 how everything is just lately is just we're sort of like in a bad mood or something. And this is such an amazing community, but I think we all need to come together to celebrate celebrate, and they used to have a dogwood ball, I believe.
Yes.
And I never got, it was never around when I knew old enough to go or anything, but I heard that that was a wonderful event, and I think we need to come together to realize, you know, not just see each other in Hy-Vee or Neiman's or something like that. We really need to celebrate. I can hear, like, Joe Bonansing is screaming in the back of my brain going, like, what is wrong with you people? Don't you realize what we have in this community? And the biggest thing is the people we have.
Yes.
And so we have to come together, not just text each other all the time to remind ourselves.
This will be the way to do it. It's the Saturday of Dogwood Festival. It's the first Saturday of the month, May 4th. It'll be at the Washington Theater. Brian, why is it so important, number one, to just raise awareness? Because Tony and Signe Oakley are going to be honored. I know they'd like to keep that a little bit more low-key. Of all the people who are low-key, it's the Oakleys, but Tony and Signe especially. But the late Tony Oakley and Signe saw this dream and saw this vision of the Washington Theater. And so we really do want to, you know, memorialize Tony and let everybody know that this is going forward. The Washington Theater will rise again.
It is. And you're right with Signe. She wants no attention drawn to her. When we told her that we were going to be honoring her and Tony, she really didn't want that. She's behind the scenes, and I don't know anybody that's more supportive of everything in this town, from German Fest to Washington Theater to the arts, everything than Signe Oakley, and this is well deserved.
And she taught at school for so many years.
Well, she championed the special education program before it was, like, cool to be a special education promoter. I mean, she ran all at the Quincy Country Club. She had a big, huge golf tournament for the Adams County Retarded Citizens. That's mm-hmm. what it was called at that time. And she has, like, supplied most of the kitchen help in the Quincy area in the back, because in her foods program, she trained all the special education students to have a vocation. And they all were trained in foods, and she just really championed them for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
And people didn't really, you know, that's the part, they didn't even know any of those things were happening because they weren't very seen in the public. But she's a life force that really gave, like, a lot to the community, and we need to, like, remember. She's been doing this we've just been on board for a few years, but she and Tony have been since Chuck Schultz put the commission together in 2004, and she's the only person left who's from that commission in 2004.
That is fantastic. So 20 years, this has been a labor of love, and it continues. And not just with the money raised here, but you are endeavoring. Give us a real quick brief rundown of what you hope to see for the Washington Theater. And first, you have to get it stabilized, and you've done some work on that.
Absolutely. You know, we've spent close to $1 million already. And as we've discussed previous times on your show, a lot of people are wondering what's going on. They don't see so much that's behind the front door, if you will, that has to be done before anything of substance can be seen. So when we do these events, you know, we're not going to raise enough money at just one event to replace the curtain or do electrical work. But it's bringing attention to the theater, bringing additional people into it, and not per se having them buy into it, but to understand that this is what we're going to be doing, this is why we're doing it, and it will happen. You know, that you have some that, well, why don't you just tear it down and start over again, which really wouldn't be cost-effective to begin with. So when you look at this, and it's just the sheer grandeur, even in the condition it's in, to see what it can be again, and it will be, and that multi-purpose venue, and when it's up and running, they had feasibility studies that it's going to bring $6 million of revenue into the city of Quincy. That's a lot of potholes that can be fixed.
That's a lot of potholes. So let's run down again. This is on Saturday night, May 4th. It is part of the Dogwood Festival festivities that are happening all throughout town. The Lego convention is going to be here in town, so a lot of people.
I am a Lego. Did you know that?
Yeah, yes, you are a Lego. I know you. You and Jonathan are. We talked about that. Yes.
I know.
Go see Kathy.
So
you can
crazy.
See Kathy twice on Saturday. You can see her as a Lego, and you can see her in real life
very,
at the Washington
crazy.
Theater. How do we get tickets?
Okay, you can go to our Facebook page and our website, and there's a link on there. You just click on the link. You can purchase your table, you can purchase individual tickets, and you can actually look at all the up-to-date live auction items that we're going to be auctioning off.
Okay, so. Sounds great. Thank you so very much.
Thank
and
you
I know
so
you
much
want to
for
add
your support.
One more thing. I can just see
no,
Kathy.
No, no,
no.
I just want to say, a lot of people have told me, well, we don't have a table of eight. We have all kinds of people who are coming as just couples, and maybe you'll meet somebody new and or that you haven't seen in a while. So it'll be a great time on the dance floor, too.
The Washington Theater, a wonderful place, and this is May 4th, so please support them in everything that they do to make that beautiful jewel come back to life in downtown Quincy. We're going to take a break, head up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative, see what's happening. The Eastern Missouri Cattle Commission brings you this report, and then we'll have the president of John Wood Community College. We are stuck at 61 degrees as we head up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative. Lisa's standing by. How do those farm markets look today, Lisa?
Good morning. Corn for May is up at 431. July is down at 442. Soybeans for May is up 6 at 1151. July it's up 5 at 1165. Wheat for May is down 3 at 546. July it's down 3 at 561. Soybean meal for May is up 3 at 339. Lean hogs for June is at 102. Live cattle for June is down at 174.97. Feeder cattle for May is down at 240. Crude oil is down at 84.03. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Lisa. Well, we have changed panels one more time, each time getting more illustrious and luminous. The president of John Wood Community College, Dr. Brian Renfro, is here. Say hi to everybody so we can hear your accent.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be back on the Mary Griffith Show.
And Kyle Moore is here again. You were just here yesterday.
I missed you so much, Mary. I had to just come back.
Yeah. I'm not buying it for a minute. John Wood is getting ready to celebrate something absolutely fantastic. Who would have thought the 50th anniversary from where, get your microphone right up to your face there, Brian. Pull it up. There you go. 50 years ago, who would have thought that John Wood would be what it is today? It was the campus, you know, with campus without a campus, the education that was kind of co-opted through a whole bunch of different things. But John Wood is celebrating 50 years. And one of the things that fascinates and intrigues me is you had said that one of the original board members, one of the original trustees, was going to speak. Is that still true?
That's true.
Okay.
Jim Reed.
How old is Jim Reed?
No, I don't know that. I'm not commenting
But I mean,
on that,
if he's been 50 years ago, well, he had to be a person of gravitas.
He was very young when he was a board.
Okay. Because I'm going, you know, to be on that governor's board, that trustee board, you'd have to have some gravitas.
I
don't think so. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about the event that's coming up first and foremost, and then we want to talk about all the great things John Wood is doing now. So first, we're going to look back and celebrate 50 years, and that's going to happen this Friday.
We are. This Friday night, 6 o'clock at Point Divine Vineyards and Venue, we're going to have a celebration, if you will, and lots of different speakers. Yours truly, of course, but also former President Mike Elby will be there, Board Chair Bob Ray, Jim Rapp, you know, who's been the college's attorney for all 50 years as well. So,
and we know he's old.
Right. But really, I think we want to celebrate the people of John Wood, the support for John Wood and all that's accomplished in those 50 years.
What it started out as and what it has become are very different. And I think that's why you have to have a vision statement, but you also have to be able to adapt and move. Kyle Moore, as director of GREDF, Great River Economic Development Foundation, you've developed some really good partnerships with John Wood. Talk about how that has changed over the years and grown.
Really, we've really strengthened our relationship with John Wood Community College and what we do for workforce development and making sure we're upskilling the folks that are in the tri-state areas. And Dr. Renfro and I have been working on a program for the last year called FAME, the Federation of Advanced Manufacturing Education. And that's a really new model for us here in the tri-state. States. It's an earn and learn model for individuals that want to go to work in manufacturing. They can get an advanced manufacturing technician degree, but they could do so while earning, starting out, minimum $21 an hour. And then by the time they graduate, they're going to be making at least $63,000 an hour and probably have little
Not
college
an hour.
Debt, or $63 a year. Yeah. 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 Six, yeah.
Excuse
an
me.
Hour. Yeah. We'll all do that. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Sign me
yeah.
Right
but,
now.
Yeah. But
that, that's almost radio money.
That's right.
That's
radio
almost
money
radio
right
money.
There. Yeah. That's AM radio money right there. But it's wonderful to have a partner like John Wood when we talk about two employers to say, what can we be doing differently? Obviously, we do a lot of things that are well, but can we take nationally accredited program and implement them right here in the tri-states? And John Wood is a great partner for that.
And Dr. Renfro, one of the things that you have started since you've come on board, you've gotten some recognitions from different organizations, but you also have a very focused concentration on getting each student, don't call them children because many of them are grown up people, getting every student through John Wood to have the best experience possible, meaning the outcome is an employable living at the end of it. Talk about that,
yeah,
that approach.
Yeah, we did. When we came in, we looked at some of the things we were doing. We were doing great stuff. And as you mentioned, national recognition with the Aspen Award, that's not something that they give out. You can't even apply for the Aspen Award.
You don't
Award.
Apply for it. They come and find
they
you.
They come and find you. You don't pay for it either. You know, there's a lot of awards out there you can write a check and receive. This one, zero cost us. It really looks at data and our student success. And so we knew we were doing a good job, but we didn't want to stop there. We wanted to see what we could do more. And so we've adopted a model. It's called American Association Community College Guided Pathways. And it really focuses on helping students not just come to college, but pick a career. And then that becomes their focus in college. And so you'll see more and more changes in the next couple of years as we dive deeper into that. But we want our students to come out with a sustainable living wage. And that means if it's going into a program like FAME, where they're gaining work experience and education simultaneously, or as you'll see, we just opened a university transfer center to help those students that start to plan what their last 2 years of their bachelor's are going to be like while they're still in their first 2 years at John Wood for that career that may require a baccalaureate or even a post-baccalaureate, a graduate degree, clinical psychologist or something like that, if you will.
Well, I think one of the biggest supporters of John Wood Community College, although he doesn't know it, is our very own Dave Ramsey right here on WTAD. He does not knock a college education, not in any way, shape, or form. And if you want to be a French history major, he's all for it. But he doesn't want you to go into debt to do it, and he wants you to think at least what are you going to do for a job when you get done with that, because that might be your hobby. But John Wood has a way to make it affordable, so kids don't have to go into debt. They also can take people who are 25, 30 years old. Kyle, we all know these people in our community. They, after high school, they kind of they barely made it out of high school. They weren't that academically intrigued. They thought, wow, I got a job working at the gas station, making minimum wage. I can buy gas for my car, beer for my belly, and I can give my girlfriend a dinner out once a month, and I've got it made. And then they get to be 29 years old, and they realize that isn't all there is to it. So they need to come back and get trained to a higher level. That's what John Wood does so well, and that's what, you know, Dave Ramsey's always preaching. You've got to be able to sustain yourself. You've got to be able to sustain yourself. How important is it to have that second chance? Because for John Wood, for a lot of people, it's the first 2 years of college they get by very cheap. Not cheap as in not worth
value.
It, but value. Value-driven, yeah. Value-driven. And then for other people, it's like, wow, this is my second chance. And Kyle, you can speak to that if you'd like.
Well, I think one of the things that John Wood does really well is to make sure that when you enter into a career pathway, it's relevant to the jobs that are available in the market today. They're having conversations with employers on a daily basis on what kind of skill sets are needed to make sure that when you graduate from John Wood Community College, you're immediately employable by our employers. And so whether it's that first education or the second, you know that when you go through those doors, you are going to get value for your money because you're going to be able to obtain a career at the end of the day.
And that, you know, it's not all about a job. It's not all about money. But most of what we do in our lives, we spend probably 8 hours a day at least working. And why not work at something that's enjoyable and that you can support your family with? And are you finding that it's still hard to recruit people, though, into the nursing careers, into those kind of careers, Dr. Renfro?
Yeah, I think it is a challenge. And I think what you talked about, Mary, the economy for part-time employment or, you know, full-time employment that doesn't offer benefits, insurance and packages, retirements and things like that is still advantageous for a lot of young folks. And so they really are deferring their career for a job. And what we're seeing more and more every year, more jobs require some sort of post-secondary credential. So some sort of training, whether it's a certificate in technical skills or an associate's degree beyond high school. And so we still have a lot of folks who, you know, leap year or the gap year turns into to gap 3 or 4 or 5. But, you know, we have a program that's in its 12th year that is really directed for those folks. And it's our career makeover program. And, in fact, that's going on right now. The applicants have been narrowed down from 10. Well, I don't even remember how many. There's 60-something plus applicants that went down to 10. And now we're down to the 3 finalists. So in the next few weeks, we're going to hear who that winner of the career makeover is. And that's really a chance for a working adult to say, hey, I want to stop what I'm doing, kind of pause, if you will, and come back and go in a different direction. The winner gets free books, tuition, all course fees, everything paid for their associate's degree. And so we like to celebrate that, but we also like to make sure that people know that there are lots of scholarships and federal financial aid in the form of Pell Grants, state aid in the form of MAP, Monetary Assistance Program, that allow people to make transitions in their careers or in their jobs to a career.
Let's talk about those scholarships, but first, financial aid. I'm not up on it. Have they figured this thing out yet? Not yet. No. And this
not
is really
yet. The information's
this,
going in now.
Yeah,
for a while it wasn't even going in.
This could this could seriously hamper you know, the Culver Stocktons, the Quincy Universities, the private colleges around here could be crippled by this if they're not careful. John Wood could get a boost from this because a lot of people are like, I have no idea how I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to have to go someplace more value-added, more economical. So for everybody that's up on the Cedar Tot or somebody's down, is John Wood going to get a benefit from this being such a snafu?
I'm not sure if we will or not.
I mean, you don't really want to think of it that way because
no,
you don't want it to happen.
I
know.
Because, you know, many of our students, many of Quincy University and Culver Stockton students are former John Wood students, right? We want to see them succeed beyond the 2 years if they go in for a 4-year degree. So we hope that every student in higher education is successful, whether they choose to come to John Wood or wherever.
But when will you know, like, if they're going to get money?
I'm not sure when we're going to know.
It's really a mess.
That for a while, information wasn't even being able to go into the system. Now it's coming in, and we're just not hearing the awards time frame that we used
to. I'll say something political just for Kyle. This is funny that the same administration that wants to forgive all the student debt can't seem to get anybody with any student loans this year. But, okay, that was it. That was my bing across the bow. Dr. Renfro, let's talk about some of the coursework that you offer, some of the things that you offer. And I do want to go back to the scholarships, too, because I know that part of this is raising money for the scholarship program. But when you talk about some of the coursework that is offered at John Wood, there may be people out there who really aren't that familiar with what you offer. If there's somebody out there who wants a career makeover, if they're like, you know, I'm stuck in this position, I don't like it, but I'm chained here because I've got a health insurance plan or whatever, and I desperately want to get out, but I feel chained. Where is that hope for me? What are some of the courses that have been very popular and very advantageous to getting a job that's higher paying right away?
Sure. Well, Mary, you mentioned the nursing program, and that is one of the more popular programs, especially for individuals that want to work in healthcare. And it's a laddered program, so folks can start with CNA and kind of advance and test the waters if they want to work in that career or not. You know, another popular program that and these are ones that, you know, you can come out to John Wood and go directly through the program and right to work that may not require a 4-year degree, and that's our truck driver training program. Which is extremely popular. It gives individuals an opportunity to go right to work after a 6 to 8 week program, depending on which avenue they choose. And so that's an exciting one. You know, the other one that I think is often overlooked is our HVAC, our heating, ventilation, air conditioning, cooling program. You know, that's a, if you look at, I invite students to look at that program all the time. If you're mechanical and you're very interested in working and outside and kind of being in the repair or service industry, the sky's the limit with that. You know, everybody likes their heat and air. Nobody wants
and
their air
you can't offshore
or their
it.
Heat not to work. And it's across every sector, every industry, right?
You cannot.
Whether you're a hospital, yeah. school, or residential, there's employment in that sector. And so,
and it cannot be done by somebody in India. It has to be done by somebody
correct.
Here. And so that's very critically important. Kyle Moore, since you've been following this with Gretif and everything, what are some things you think still are missing? I think John Wood's pretty probably hit every button there is. But is there something that's still missing that you'd like to see maybe get explored a little bit more deeply?
Well, I'll tell you one program we've been working with John Wood on that we've been refreshing and probably do a larger announcement down the road is the hospitality management program. So you know that our restaurant and hotels have been very hard hit by this talent shortage that we have. And I believe the hospitality management program has been dormant for maybe 10 years. Somewhere around there. And so we've been working the last really 6 months with leaders in the restaurant and hotel industry to say, how can we revamp and revitalize this program? Because just like what you said with HVAC, you can't offshore hospitality management. And we have a lot of jobs here in the community that are in that industry. So it's just one of the programs that I think that we both recognized is relevant and needed in the community. And we hope that students will take advantage of that this fall.
Last words will go to Dr. Brian Renfro. You can't look back on the 50 years because you haven't been here for 50 years.
Sure.
But can you look forward? What will John Wood look like in 50 years?
Well, you know, that's I get asked that question quite a bit. And I feel really comfortable with the next 5 to 10 years and where we're going in the vision with that. I think the Aspen and being notarized as one of the top 10% community colleges in the nation puts us in a group to be leaders and drivers nationally in some of the things that we're doing. And having students focus on careers will be one of that and continue to grow that and grow opportunities for them. But, you know, so much of higher education has changed and shifted to online, and I think we'll see that continue. I think we'll see it in various forms. I think we'll see more of AI and be instrumental in creating work environments that students can function in, more virtual reality and simulation. We're slowly and surely integrating more of that into our curriculum and teaching every day. We have simulators in our nursing programs now, in our health, all of our health science programs. We have them in our anatomy and physiology classes and science classes. We even are in the process of integrating them into our industrial trades. You know, it's you can do a lot of electrical simulations in a virtual reality environment now. And so I think we'll just see that technology will create a new future for John Wood.
We'll never be able to predict it from here, that's for sure. Thank you very much, Dr. Brian Renfro and Kyle Moore. It was a pleasure talking with you today.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Pleasure, Mary.